Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The whole day. It was a good day. A little busier than it had been. So it was nice for me to try to sort out some kinks early on and making sure I was ready. Things ran a little bit behind for me today. So I can speed up my process tomorrow a little faster, get going a little earlier on some meetings.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is a blessing to have the great Tom Thayer on with us this morning. And, oh, as if we didn't already have a cup overflowing, we add in Zach Zaidman. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. We like to call him the Gingerhead Genius for self-explanatory reasons. Zach, good morning!
Good morning. Nice to hear your voice again, Molly. Man, oh man, I don't know about you. I know it was just an exhibition, but it was just refreshingly enjoyable to see a sport with the teams we care about, an actual game. Man, last night was so much fun, and I know it didn't count, but we needed that. It's been way too long.
It was, you know, a thing of beauty is a joy forever, as the poet says. It was a glorious, wondrous thing to just watch baseball. I mean, listen, it's weird. The ballpark's empty. Zach, I don't know if you can see the TV, but it looked like it was some weird kind of, you know, black screen behind or green screen behind people, like somebody doing the weather. I don't know what it was, but it was just odd. And the whole thing kind of freaked me out to a certain extent, but the comfort you get from hearing the game, from listening to you when you got the big inning, it's just a wondrous thing. And it's our new normal, but it felt so much more normal than the way things have been.
Well, there was a competition taking place, so that's what made it enjoyable. And you know, you started to think it's been 130 days since we had any kind of Major League Baseball, with the Cubs and White Sox. So that's what made yesterday special. And then you know both teams should be in the mix for playoff spots before all is said and done. Imagine what that last series in September on the South Side is going to be like. That's what I kept thinking watching yesterday's game.
You know, Zach, you talked about the back to competition, and it's kind of funny because we've talked a lot in the last few months, but, you know, when you, it's out of sight, out of mind. So then it makes me start thinking about Ian Happ and his role on this team. Do they expect more because he has less distractions, or is he, I don't know, what is his role or what is his future around here?
Well, he's going to be fighting for at-bats and playing time with Albert Almora Jr., out in center field. I think the whole key to the Cubs season, the easy answer is to say the bullpen, and obviously that's going to play a huge role in how the Cubs do. I think the second part of it is going to be how the complementary players perform around the core. Because you figure if Rizzo and Bryant and Baez and Schwarber and Contreras are all healthy, they're going to put up some pretty good numbers. So it's the other guys around them, Happ, Almora, Hayward, and then the guys fighting for positioning at second base, whether it's Kipnis or Horner. Those are the guys that can lift this team up to another level that was missing a year ago, and really, in my opinion, that's been missing since the three consecutive deep playoff runs, really since 2017. They need those other guys to step up, and if they get that, including Happ, who spent last season in the minors kind of reworking who he was as a hitter, trying to lay off the high fastball. I think he's a very good defensive player. I think he brings a lot of athleticism and he can play multiple positions. But the whole key for him is to be an impact player offensively. And he saw a little bit of that last year, Tom, when he was called up from the minors. Now the key is to be able to do that consistently when he gets time. And it's a lot harder in a 60-game season because the team's not going to have a lot of time to wait on you. You almost have to perform right away to earn that trust.
How difficult is it going to be, or will it all be difficult, to pick the 30-man roster? Could you do it now if I pressed you on it?
I don't think it's going to be difficult to pick the 30-man roster. What's going to be hard is first 2 weeks you've got the 30 players, then you go down to 28. It's when you settle on that 26-man roster after the first month of the season that you really kind of have to know what you're going to do. And you have to have – the toughest decisions are going to come in terms of having guys that you can trust out of the pen. That's been an issue for the Cubs the last couple of seasons. Now, a lot of it can be answered if you can trust Craig Kimbrel at the end of games. Because basically, for the last 2 years, the Cubs haven't had a closer they can rely on. They did for the first half of 2018 when Brandon Morrow was healthy, Mully. But then he got hurt. And Pedro Strop had it for a little bit. Then he hurt his hamstring at the tail end of 2018. They backed into the playoffs, got bounced early in the wild card game by Colorado. Last year, Strop gets hurt early on, rushes back. So they didn't really have a closer during the first half of the season. They signed Kimbrel. He was never right in the second half, and you know what happened at the tail end of the season. So they really need to have a closer they can trust, because after that, then you can begin to put together the bullpen. They trust Alvin, they trust Bradwick, they trust Rowan Wick. I think they trust the guy they signed from Milwaukee, Jeremy Jeffress, who has experience as a closer. And when he's healthy, he's really good. It's everyone else after that.
Hey, Zach, Kyle Schwarber to me looked a little thicker. Is he? Did he want to? Or is it possibly more at-bats? Or am I just seeing things because I'm watching it on TV?
I think he's a little bit leaner. And you know what?
Really?
I am not. Yeah, I think you've got a more of an eagle eye for these things than I do. But I know that, you know, one of the things that he tried to do is get a little bit leaner to make himself a better fielder out in the outfield. You know, because it's not as though he knew that there would be a designated hitter in 2020. I think Schwarber will get the majority of time. That's my belief as the designated hitter, although David Ross says he's going to go with the hot hand. But the hot hand might not necessarily be the DH. It may be Schwarber as the DH, and that hot hand gets put out into the outfield, whether it's Almora and Happ playing together, Steven Souza Jr. getting an opportunity, you know, Victor Caratini. A lot of it hinges on Anthony Rizzo staying healthy to begin the season. He can always fight through injuries. We've seen it. You saw it last year when he came back from the bad ankle sprain. He's a guy that's had back trouble over the last few years and found a way to fight through it. The good news is that Rizzo yesterday, who's in the best shape that he's been in the majors, he lost 25 pounds and is noticeably leaner. He had some fielding practice. It said he was very aggressive taking batting practice, kind of pushed himself and felt good, no pain afterwards. If that continues, the goal is for him to be an opening day starter, obviously.
I was curious to hear the rotation that Rossi has set. You know, it was a little bit of a surprise to have Kyle Hendricks go ahead of Yu Darvish, but that's okay. And then the third spot goes to Tyler Chatwood, which I thought was curious until I thought more about it. And I thought, well, if John Lester is starting, you know, in Great American Ballpark, maybe it's better to have him start the first road game than Tyler Chatwood. I don't know if that comes into play at all or what comes into play with the decision to have Darvish go second. Curious about
that. A couple of things, Mully, come into play, in my opinion. Tyler Chatwood, over the course of his career against the Brewers, who he would face on Sunday at Wrigley, he is 4-3 lifetime against the Brewers in 12 games with a 2.91 ERA. The next team the Cubs play following that series against Milwaukee is Cincinnati. Chatwood 1-4 in 10 games against the Reds with a 4.71 ERA. Lester 7-2 lifetime against Cincinnati in 19 starts with an ERA of 3.9. 2 years ago, you'll remember, Joe Maddon avoided as much as possible having Lester go against the Brewers because they like to run on him a lot. And I think that's always been an issue. So you negate that when you have Chatwood on the mound. And then Lester has had a lot of success against the Reds over the course of his career. So I think that's the reasoning for the move. That would be my guess just based on the numbers.
Hey, Zach, do you hear the stadium differently when you're in there with no fans? Or is there more audio that you hear naturally, not necessarily through your headset or coming in through a speaker, but actual hearing either players in the dugout, on-field conversation and chatter, and just adjustments, or how are you hearing it?
Well, remember, they have in that piped crowd noise from MLB The Show 20 that they use. They have 75 different effects that they give the sound engineer at each ballpark in the majors to use. So you hear a lot of that. But you can hear the players when something happens that gets them excited or something really bad happens. So you heard a little bit of that, and there was a little bit of intensity that you normally would not hear during a regular season game because the crowd is so loud at Wrigley Field. But the best thing I heard last night, Tom, and I think you guys will agree with this, the soothing sounds of Pat Hughes. There are few people on the planet that when they talk, it's just, they just make you feel good because of the way they speak, the voice, the language. Everything about Pat Hughes is soothing. And man, oh man, did I miss that. You know, it's been almost a full year since we heard Pat call a baseball game. So that's what made last night for me very exciting.
Zach, you make everything exciting, buddy. Great catching up with you. We appreciate your hard work and brilliant answers. God love you.
Did you guys notice when balls were being hit into foul territory, where do they go? Does anyone go and pick them up? I mean, I've been wondering about that.
Like, there's no ball boys or ball girls. Yeah, you got to go
right,
get the
ball. Right, it's not like tennis. Yeah. I mean, like who has that job?
Something else for you to do as you wander through the crowd.
What? No, you're not allowed. That's the thing.
I know.
You're relegated to your little area, you know. So, and by the way, I do feel bad laughing during the broadcast because I don't want the players to hear me. And you know, Pat and Ron, they've got side-splitting humor, and I laugh all the time at their funny jokes. I felt a little awkward doing it yesterday.
That's hysterical. All right, buddy. Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
That's our guy, Zach Zaidman. Tom, what a privilege. What a joy. Bless you, kind sir.
Yes,
should we do it again tomorrow? What do you think?
Of course.
Ah, you're the man. That is that's glorious news. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all, thanks a ton for listening. It means a lot to us. Thanks to our wonderful crew, the great Dustin Rhodes, the executive producer of this show.
They could say Gunner.
That's good. And Kevbo, Kevin Zipak is a miracle worker. Bless you, sir. And Ray... Ray, you're the man. Thanks again, Ray. Always. All right, we'll be back in the morning. Tom, we'll talk to you then. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score.
And that segment brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins from the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6. Well, Cubs and Sox fans, baseball is coming back to Chicago, so keep it on the score as we'll be discussing this, you guessed it, unprecedented 60-game season. Plus, of course, all the new rule changes and much more. It's all happening on the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Only Wendy's 2 for 5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2 for 5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias, Dimas.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Chicago Cubs, a big thank you to all the healthcare workers, first responders, and those working at essential businesses who are keeping us safe, healthy, and happy during these very trying times. We're all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your hard work.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to say the biggest thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
I know a ton of law enforcement officers, a ton, not a few, I know a ton, that do their job and they do it the right way. And a lot of them are federal, a lot of them are local, some of them are state. They do their job the right way. And I'm not saying that all police and that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the ones that I've had a chance to be around and I know, they do their job the right way. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for them and for what they do and for them risking their necks, keeping me safe at night. I'm very grateful for them and for what they have done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Opinions about sports, everybody's got them. Mike Francesa's opinions, they're pretty strong.
Sometimes, folks, I watch these games, I wonder where the coaches leave their brains.
If it's happening in sports, Mike's got an opinion on it.
It's only been going on at baseball for 70 years.
Catch Mike's On with Francesa. Huh? Weekdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the free radio.com app. Just search Mike.
Let's be honest. This is protect my image, throw somebody else to the alligators before they eat me.
Mike's On. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Ed Howard, the first round pick of the Cubs, how difficult was it for you to not be playing baseball in your last season at Mount Carmel?
Yeah, it was very difficult. You know, my senior year, I was planning on winning the state championship. You know, that was my main goal. I wanted to go out with a ring. And unfortunately, we didn't get the opportunity. And then also, I was excited to kind of show, you know, improvements I made. You know, I think I changed a lot from over the summer, physically and mentally. And I was just kind of ready to go out there and play my game and show a lot of teams, you know, the improvements I made. But, you know, I didn't get that.